This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us here on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 7th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Yep. What's up? Hello.
And look who's back after a three-day weekend, Jason Bishop.
Morning.
Bishbox.
Morning, everybody.
Are you rested, recovered, feeling good?
I'm tired, as I always am. I don't know about you guys.
What did you say? It was parents' weekend? Is that what it was?
It was just a short little parents' weekend thing. And going back down there this weekend, too, because it's spring game.
Are they optimistic? They got new guys? What's going on?
I mean, they got the same quarterbacks, but they've got new they brought in a bunch of guys from the portal. But this is a big year for Coach Pry. This is a big one. But yeah, this is the last spring game. I only have two more weekends to go down there. I got spring game and I've got graduation. And
oh, you're gonna get melancholy.
Probably.
I understand. I know the drill. We all do.
But Masters week, so he'll be happy about that. He's got his Masters hat on.
That's true.
I was wondering what that banged up green hat was until he turned.
No, I got one of those too. Did we all get them like during Christmas or something?
Someone got this for me down there.
Yes, because I have the same exact one.
That was a buddy of mine. I don't know. I can't remember who.
I got a towel. I got all these ball markers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
But I just couldn't believe the incredible luck Cakes had with I don't know when you bought those tickets. It was about 3 weeks ago.
I bought the Caps Islanders tickets. Yeah, it was like three and a half weeks ago.
You nailed
and
it, buddy.
You just completely nailed it.
I threaded the needle.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, let's be honest. I got butt lucky that Ovi didn't have a Hattie on Friday night.
Right.
Oh, it was right there
at Capital One Arena. Yeah. I mean, he had multiple opportunities.
What did he have, about 8 minutes left after he scored the second? Was it halfway through the third, something like that?
Something like that. He had plenty of time, but he had a chance or two point blank range.
I thought it was locked up that he was only going to have two goals because they pulled the goalie.
Right.
They're up two, but then once they're up two, they put their goalie back in. And if the goalie's back in, then Ovi's activated.
That's when the truth revealed itself, Jason. Let me say this. We did the alt cast for Monumental Sports on Friday night. It was a lot of fun.
Perfect time to do
it. I think it might have been the most fun we've had.
Yeah.
I saw Drab tweet something to the effect. It was exciting. I can't remember the last time.
I was at the game.
Yeah, there was a game that felt that exciting that you weren't even at.
Yeah.
Because you were rooting for Ovi, and Ovi scored the first goal, 2 minutes in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden it was a sweat. Yeah. It was like, whoa.
Like it's on.
He's got a realistic chance of winning it. And Cakes kept saying, oh, it'd be nice to win a Hattie. But about 10 minutes left, Eric and I kind of called him out on it. And he's like, no. A hat trick would be awesome. It'd be awesome to see him do it at home. But with about a minute left when he started having those chances, the truth revealed itself. And you saw Cakes actively rooting for no goal.
I got greedy. At one point, I said, I've never said this forever, but now I'm going to say it. Ovi, don't score now. Yeah. Don't score now, because then it makes my trip to the Islanders game basically all for naught.
Correct.
And that'd be fun. I'd still use the tickets.
We talked about that last week, and I basically asked you. I said, you know, there's no way you want to go up there if he's already broken it.
Right.
I mean, even though you would have done it. But
it takes a bit of the uniqueness out of the trip.
I mean, just the luck that you had just to time it perfectly. I kept telling all my buddies, and my wife was asking me, I said, I can't believe that he can break it on the exact date that he's going up there.
I looked at the schedule and the games that were remaining and games that were close and drivable and that were around where the record could potentially be broken. And that Islanders game just kind of, it fell into that category.
No, but
it
spoke to you.
But, spoke to me.
But still, it's still to predict.
I got lucky. There's no way around
to
it.
To nail it on the exact day.
I got freaking lucky to be there.
Incredible.
But, I'll tell you this. I was not the only Caps fan in the building. I mean, you guys watched it. That UBS Arena, I think, was 60, maybe 65% Caps fans.
Wow. Did you shed any tears, Cakes?
Wow.
Because even watching just the ceremony afterwards, at one point I got a little choked up.
I didn't have a creeper. It wasn't like them winning the Stanley Cup, because I always put that above and beyond like the individual. But, I mean, he just took down the most hallowed record in all of hockey.
I didn't cry, but I felt emotion when he was talking.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very cool.
His parents, his his mom, his father-in-law, his family.
His kids are there.
And he's just so good with the guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he includes the fans every time he talks. I mean, the guy just says all the right things. And you can tell clearly he's not super comfortable with all that. He's kind of a man of few words. But all of them were very meaningful, I thought. And, definitely caught me in the feels a little bit. I didn't cry. I don't like crying, but it felt a tinge of emotion.
There were some fans that were crying.
Oh, I'm sure.
When they panned towards the crowd.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
They panned towards the crowd, and my buddy.
You got a shot?
My buddy Zach, who I had no idea he was going to be there, but they panned to him, and he was hugging his son. You see that? Mm-hmm. He was hugging his son, and I read his lips. He goes, I effing love you. And it was just
his son is how old?
I don't know, his son is probably two? No, that's his son is probably teenager, like 15, 16.
That's great.
But it meant so much for him to be there with his son.
It was awesome.
To watch
like
it.
A bonding experience. Like I was there with two of my three kids. It was great. It was great to share that moment with them. Very
They'll
cool.
never forget that.
The only needle I didn't thread, and this is very nitpicky, is when I bought the tickets. I specifically bought on the end where the Caps shoot twice. And, of course, he scores on the opposite end of the ice. But, look, I'm in the building. I was there. You know, I was there with my kids.
Looked like your seats were pretty good.
We had a great sight line to it, but it was at the other end of the ice. But it didn't matter. Like
how could you
when
that
goal went in, I don't know that I've been in a place with a louder pop. Than
every power play on Friday night became electric, and right? And then the same thing carried over. It was like once the power play's on, it's like, okay, it's on.
Anytime Ovi was on the ice and was close to the puck, the arena just had a buzz and an electricity to it. And people were like, people are literally raising out of their seats to try to get a better view. And this would have tilted drab. In my section, and I'm sure a lot of them, like 80% of the people were trying to film like when Ovi was near the goal.
Oh, I would.
But I took Drab's advice. He was like, live in the moment. Don't, nobody cares about your angle of it. And that's what I did. I didn't even attempt to get a picture of it video of it.
Plenty of video out there.
Yeah, there's so much video. Yeah. And mine would have been from the opposite end of the arena. So,
believe me, everybody on TV was holding their phones in the arena. Yeah.
Looked like you had yourself a day, though. You saw Paulie, good friend Paulie Flicks beforehand.
Paulie lives in Staten Island. And I drive right by Staten Island to get to Long Island. And I was like, let's just grab, bagels or a quick breakfast.
Nice.
We did that. And then I drove to UBS Arena, parked. It's a beautiful arena. That building is spectacular. Now, I understand why Ted wanted to build a new building, because you walk in there, it's spacious, it's brand new, it's impressive architecture on the outside. Like, they did it right with that building.
Mm.
Now, I parked right across the street. That was money well spent, because by the time I got there, both my daughter and I, we had to pee like the racehorses at Belmont, which is right there. It's in the same complex.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like. I was like, you know what? This makes the $90 for the parking kind of worth it. So I get in. Of course, I buy my 50-50 tickets. Then I bought another set later because I saw how big the jackpot was getting. Like at one point, it was like over 50 grand. Like it was a big one. It was a big boy. I don't know whether I won it or not. I haven't checked. I'm pretty sure.
I saw you linked up with Chris Russell and JP Finley.
We did a shot.
Lou, who does the web stuff.
Lou DiPietro,
yes,
who works for Odyssey, was handling all of the filming the content that I did with the Rooster and JP Finley, and I did a quick shot reaction shot afterwards.
I need to talk to Lou because about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, he asked me for my password for the Junkies Facebook page.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not on him, but I'm frozen out. I'm locked out. He started adding things. I was like, yeah, if you want to add stuff, sure.
Yeah.
I get tired of doing all the work. I was like, go ahead, but now I can't get on.
By all the media that were there.
Yeah.
And the fact that you said there were 60% Caps fans, wow. That's pretty crazy.
And I'll give a hat tip to the Islanders fans that were there. They were all rooting for Ovi. They were cheering along.
I noticed that.
Like the whole arena erupted. It wasn't just
everybody was down the stretch.
I noticed that.
Was in on it. That, you know, like the Islanders fans that were in my section, at least, they were nothing but nice.
They
and
were
cool
going crazy,
and welcoming. And,
but man, Gary Bettman is hated.
Oh, he's despised.
There were two things that jumped out. Gary Bettman got booed during the ceremony, like loudly, and then Gretzky started thanking everybody.
Right.
He's talking about this is the best sport in the world, and he goes, and the referees, and boom. He wanted to jock the referees.
Why do they hate Bettman? Remind me. Just
because people generally hate commissioners. Yeah. I think that's just a common thread.
Work stoppages.
I mean, Roger Goodell gets booed all the time.
There's a reason to hate Roger.
Ben Gretzky mispronounced Ted Leonsis.
That was a little bit awkward.
That was awkward. I don't know if he was nervous or if he just doesn't know.
He did it a couple times. I just think he doesn't know.
Yeah. But just think about the travel. I'll tell you who's happy it's over.
Yeah.
Is Gretzky.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll say this. After the whole thing was done, like, because Gretzky, like, I was sitting in section 118. Like, I was, if the goal is here, I'm, like, here, lower level. I had good seats. And in the, like, in the loge suites above me, a little bit off to the right, was Bettman, Gretzky, and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I could tell something was going on because before puck drop, everybody in my section stood up and turned around. I was like, what's going on? And it was Gretzky waving to the crowd. So, of course, he goes down to the ice. That whole contingent after Ovi scores, they do the ceremony. You think they went back to their seats afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
They bolted out of UBS Arena with the quickness.
Well, I read his lips because he was hugging his wife. His wife was crying.
Right.
He was hugging his wife, and he said, let's go home.
Right.
Well, I read his lips.
Yeah,
he said that.
Now, I'll give him credit. He did the rounds like in the locker room and the pose for a bunch of pictures, and I saw that he was in the Islanders locker room because Ovi wanted Sorokin's goalie stick, the goalie he scored on, which he had never scored on before yesterday.
Never scored on that
so
guy.
So that was good timing for Ovi. So Gretzky was classy throughout. Like, I can't feel like he was classy as far as traveling and then, you know, the heartfelt words he had for Ovi and breaking the record, but I'm sure he's glad he's not just crisscrossing the country anymore.
It was just strange that in the middle of a game, you get a 20-minute ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really strange.
Well, it was like the Cal Ripken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Just like Cal Ripken, who came up big in the moment with the home run, Ovi did on those last two games with two goals on Friday night and the goal yesterday to break the record. We'll be talking about it throughout the show. Tarik El-Bashir is going to join us. Coming up at 7 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, our pal Craig Lachlan, who was on the call, the color commentator for Monumental Sports, he'll jump on at 9. Coming up next, you hear what it sounded like on radio and TV. Next, here on The Junkies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's time now for Chasing 895. Let's rewind to goal number 893 that Ovi scored on Friday night. Ovi didn't take long to move one goal away from tying and two from breaking Wayne Gretzky's long-standing NHL record. Ovi beat Spencer Knight 3-52 into the Caps game against the Chicago Blackhawks on Friday. He took a feed from Dylan Strome behind the net, banked the puck off the far post and Knight's back, and it trickled in for goal number 893.
Ovechkin on the ice here as the puck for Sandin is fired wide. Alex goes to the front of the net. He gets it. He scores! Alex Ovechkin has scored with 16:08 to go in the first period. The pass behind the net from Dylan Strome. History is on deck here in the nation's capital. It's 1-0 Washington. And Alex Ovechkin has goal 893.
John Walton, of course, with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. And we had to watch that goal many times to see whether it went in the first time and then bounced off Knight's back and went in, or did it hit the crossbar? I think I looked at it like five or six times until we realized that it hit the crossbar, didn't go in, then bounces off the goalie's back, and then goes past the goal line for goal number 893.
One of the great things about that goal was it wasn't from the office.
Right.
And all the Darren Pang one-trick pony stuff, he showed right there. He found a little sweet spot.
Yeah.
And puts it in the perfect spot right in the corner.
But I thought the record-breaking goal, I thought it was fitting that it was on a power play from the office. Classic OV, just power snipe past Sorokin.
894 was like that, too.
Yeah.
And then brilliant celebration, too. I don't know if he planned
great
it,
celly.
But just sliding on his belly like that, kind of belly flopping on the ice, was just awesome.
Yeah. I can't wait to wear all the gear. Like all the team obviously had the t-shirts and the hats, and I'm just going to spend way too much money on the gear or get it for free. One of the two.
I thought
go for the latter.
I thought Friday night though was awesome, which was the home game, and we didn't get to feel what it was like in the arena.
I felt like I was there.
Yeah, we had that energy.
We had the next best thing.
EB started standing up towards the end. You had the little breakaway where he made a deke, and then he just kind of like lost it. It did look like the goalie kind of covered it. And then he had just a flurry of shots after faceoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Just missed one that went off the goalie's shoulder pad. Mm-hmm. It was so exciting.
He was definitely goal hunting. He wanted to end it at home.
And I know there were some people that thought, all right, don't score in New York. Mm-hmm. Wait until Thursday, which would be the next home game.
Yeah,
but he's a goal scorer. He hunts for goals,
and he wanted it done. Just like everybody just wanted it done. Like I'm sure you guys saw that after he scores, the celebration with the team, and then when they roll out the carpet and they bring down Bettman and Gretzky, there was a moment when I think it was when Gretzky was talking. I saw the look on Ovi's face. He just took the world's deepest breath, and then he just let it out. And you could just tell, like, that weight that was on him for so long to break it, he could finally just breathe again and just get back to playing hockey. Hopefully a team gets focused back in before the playoffs start in these last few games.
Yeah.
You could tell it was a giant relief for him to
just imagine how I said to my daughter, we were driving, and I was like, can you imagine the pressure? And she goes, what do you mean the pressure? Just because everyone's waiting for it. They're just waiting every time he touches it. You know, he's expected, you know, to potentially do it. And to just come up big the way he did down the stretch is just unbelievable.
I mean, I think the team is happy it's over.
Oh, sure. Yeah, definitely.
I was looking at the faces of some of the guys when they put those hats on. And,
yeah.
You know, this is the middle of the game.
Right.
They still had a period and a half to play.
I'll be honest. The game
meant
the game and the result.
Meant nothing. I mean, yeah.
Everybody that was in that building yesterday was in there to watch.
Correct.
Ovi score that goal. Like, I couldn't have cared less about the final result. Like,
yeah,
I mean, and I'm guessing almost every Caps fan that was there, they got what they were looking for.
Right.
They got to see Ovi break the record in person.
But the players had to go back out there and finish the game.
I understand. You have to go through the motions, but like that game was.
Look, they obviously.
If there was ever a punt game, ever.
They punted it. It was an exhibition game because, you know, in the locker room, they're drinking and pouring beer on his head. But they've lost 5 out of 7. And we kind of talked about it with Carbs last week. And I didn't say that the Ovi thing was a distraction. I kind of prefaced it by saying I'm not saying that it's a distraction, but I think it was.
Well,
and I didn't want to tell that to Carbs, but it was.
Closed doors.
It was a distraction.
If you guys are sharing a beer, he would, of course, tell you, hey, off the record, yes.
Yeah. He's glad
a distraction. Glad it's over with.
Now they can get back
to scouting who our opponent's going to be in the first round, and let's get ready for playoff
hockey. I feel like Leontis kind of answered if there was any doubt about Ovi coming back. I think in with the interview on the ice, he talked about how he's got another year on his contract. Mm-hmm. There's still more goals to come. And I think even Ovi alluded to what's the next challenge or something. But I kind of get the sense that it might be a one-and-doner. One more, and then that's it.
Yeah, I definitely see that.
Which I'm disappointed because I want him to play 5 more years because he's doing so well. But, yeah, I feel like – so the idea that he would maybe break the record and even if they win the cup, maybe walk off, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so. People said that about Tom Brady, and Tom Brady came back after winning a Super Bowl in Tampa.
Yeah.
And then they still talk about him coming back.
Yeah.
They grasp.
Yeah.
But I do think that what we've all speculated about, the old play one more year here, then move over to the KHL, I could see that happening.
Oh, he's 100% doing that. I definitely believe that. At some point, he's going to play in the KHL. Yeah. I also think that, listen.
He loves his home country.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's undeniable.
Yeah, yeah. I also think that the tradition of hockey is pretty cool where they, you know, they try to kill each other, literally punch each other in the face. And then in a moment like that, they line up and shake each other's hands, hug each other, you know, kind of like what they do after a playoff series or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. I don't know. Yeah, Gretzky
and
kept
then they
saying
start fighting again.
Yeah, Gretzky kept saying, you know, it's the greatest sport in the world. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Did you see Friday night? So we're doing the all cast, having a good time. And we were supposed to have DSP join us in the third period.
Yep.
But once Ovi scored the goal in the first period, They were like, he doesn't want to, you know, miss history.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He's not going to come over to do the all cast, which was fine. Understandable. Well, apparently, DSP, Oshi, and I can't remember the third player. It might have been Backy.
Okay.
Wanted to go say hello to Wayne Gretzky at one point on Friday night. So they leave their suite and they head over to see Gretzky, and then they just hear the cheers. They missed one of Ovi's goals.
They did. That was brutal.
I saw Oshi talking back and saying, he's like, yeah, I'm going to have to go watch it back because I missed it.
Well, my son left his seat during play, not during an intermission. And I was like, your risk. I was like, if this going pee is worth missing the Ovi goal, best of luck to you. He rolled the dice and he won, but I think Ovi had one, not a great chance, but he did have a chance while he was gone. I was like, that would just be devastating if my kid is in the bathroom. He would have been the only guy in the bathroom because, I mean, during play, like, nobody was leaving their seats until he scored. Like, after he scored, that game became a farce. Like, it was just like, I was up and about. I went to the Islanders team store because I wanted to get the commemorative puck for yesterday's game. I bought three of them. Now, they weren't on site. They're going to get shipped to my house. $25 a pop. Okay, that's a little pricey, but I wanted one for each of my kids.
Okay, each of the kids gets one.
Each of the kids gets one. I don't need one. I can just give one to each of my kids. But the biggest price gouging yesterday was they put it up on the Jumbotron. Hey, you can print your ticket from today's game as a souvenir, commemorative ticket print. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. $45 per for a paper printout of your ticket to commemorate.
They're taking advantage of it.
I mean, that's insane. Now, I paid $25 for an actual, like, it's a puck. Like, it's an actual tangible thing. Now, that's overpaying, sure, but it commemorates the event. Almost $50 for a printed ticket. I have to draw the line.
I mean, it's not going to look as good as a ticket.
You would do it?
It's not going to look as good as a ticket, but can't you take a screenshot of what you use
probably,
and then print that out?
I guess, but it's no. I mean, it's a phone screenshot. It's not the same. It's not the same as a physical ticket.
I think it's not a commemorative ticket. I saw Rovell tweeting about it.
Yeah.
They printed all the tickets beforehand.
Okay.
So it's a legit ticket that you're with your name on or whatever.
Okay.
That will be sent to you, and then 15 years from now, who knows what that's worth? It's going to be worth a lot more than $50.
It's a good point.
He's not going to be around then.
Probably not.
Kids will be or whatever.
I do have connections where I might be able to get it signed by a certain somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
I think you got to do it.
Not to exploit things, but, I mean, we do have a connection. Pretty good connection.
Yes.
So you can still do it.
A guy who was posing with Ovi last night at the celebratory dinner back in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good connection.
I thought it was awesome, too, how all the guys couldn't wait to line up in the locker room and have their picture taken with them.
It was Willie. Awesome. It's like little kids.
Yeah, they're like little kids.
It was awesome. It
really,
you see Stromer going crazy on the ice, jumping up and down on the skates. That is his guy.
Well, he loves Ovi because look at the uptick in his numbers since he came here to play for the Caps.
Right.
And he just feeds Ovi all the time.
I'm not saying this is Ovi's greatest year. Considering his age,
it's one of them,
and it really is because of all the games he missed.
Yeah,
I mean, he could be in the mid-50s in goals. Easy,
he would easily be there.
He could have 55 goals and lead the league in goals.
Yep.
Well, he says he's not sure there's another player in the league that would have been able to reach back and gather that pass and then rip it with the power that he did to score.
Yeah,
like it was just such a perfect Ovi goal.
And he was just basically leaning against the boards.
I mean, it was so far away.
The play happened because he has to wait, obviously, for Willie to get into the zone. And then he just skates down to his spot. And what's being undersold is how great that pass was from Tom Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a cross-ice pass all the way to Ovi.
It was a great pass,
sticks out there. He had to make sure the puck got through. That was a beautiful pass to set him up.
Do you want to play some of the audio? I know you have a bunch of different audio because you had a radio, your TV. I guess even TNT was there. Kenny Albert was making a call. Whatever you got, Valdez.
So Carlson will make his way to the neutral ice, dropping it for Dylan Strome. He and Chychrun will team up and glide through center. Right side to Wilson. Centered up. Ovechkin has it. He scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 8.95! Sanu, goal-scoring champion, and his name is Alexander Ovechkin. He has done it here on Long Island. His teammates mob him. There is but one. Alexander the Great, the greatest to ever do it in National Hockey League history.
Well, fitting that he does it on the power play. He scored so many goals, but this guy is just unbelievable. You just can't count him out of anywhere. He gets that puck, and everybody waiting to go, and he fires that puck right by Sorokin. Outstanding, and congratulations to Alex. Well deserved. You can see how happy he is. He loves this game, loves this team, loves the city, and now it's his time for a while. Let it shine.
It is his 42nd goal of the season. It is the biggest goal he has ever scored. He is the greatest of all time. Alex Ovechkin, 895 goals as the game has stopped. And the Islander bench is emptied, as has Washington. The chance is Ovi. Here on Long Island, history has been made forever and always here at UBS Arena in Belmont Park, New York. Washington has scored their first of the game, and the game right now is almost secondary as the scratches have come out on the Washington bench and the ovation from the Islander fans and Capitals fans alike. Those who made the trip have seen history. They have seen 895.
Wow, he didn't stop talking.
He's a radio guy.
That's a historic
So he
call.
Has to describe the scene.
Yeah.
By the way, on Friday night, I took the Metro back after the all-cast. It was pretty cool. I was just sitting there, staring at my phone, and Ovi cheers just started going on the Metro train. And let's go Caps.
Sure.
I mean, the kind of the fraternal feel of the chase. Everybody was into it.
Now, Drab, I'm glad that Linda Cohn from ESPN did not heed your advice. She actually had her phone out because she was on the glass. I don't know if you've seen it, directly behind Sorokin. So she was on the glass on the end where Ovi scored, and she has a great video of him scoring him. Now it's a little chaotic because people went nuts when it happened, but it catches him flopping on the ice, the team celebrating. Thereafter, she was one who should have had her phone out, and she did, and she caught a really good moment.
You know, Rooster had great
Russell video. Had a great one.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
From the press box,
very good. I'll have to check
that
out.
But he had the zoom on. It was perfect overhead shot of it.
Mm. Wow.
Very good.
Yeah, I mean, I'll Linda Cohn was right on top of it.
Yeah.
I wish she would have zoomed out a little.
but she was right on top of it. In the moment, you just, you're just lucky to get it.
Yeah,
because,
sure.
I mean, you can't overstate the bedlam in the arena when it happened. I mean, people are jumping up and down, hugging each other. You're high-fiving strangers. You know, you're like, I was high-fiving Islanders fans behind me. Like, because it was just like a jovial atmosphere.
How many Caps fans were around you in comparison to Islander fans? Just where you were sitting.
Like in my section, 118, I think it was like 55 or 60% Caps fans.
Nice.
I mean, it was a really good representation of Caps fans, whether they traveled or
I had a couple friends who were there besides you.
Yeah, I mean, it was. There were a lot of Ovi jerseys, a lot of red in the stands, and people got rewarded for making that trip.
I'd love to hear from people who were there. Did you get chills? Did you get a tear? Did you get a creeper? I mean, I'm with you, EB. When I was watching it, I didn't cry, but I got a little froggy in my throat when he was talking.
I don't know. It was a wave of emotion that you felt when he was talking.
Yeah,
and it was just
I agree.
Super exciting from Friday night all the way into Sunday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll talk to Tarik El-Bashir. He was there. 9 o'clock, the locker from Monumental Sports, color commentator. He'll join us. 800-636-1067. Were you there on Friday at the home game? And how about on Sunday with Cakes on the road when he broke the record? Give us your experiences. How did you feel? That's next. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Talking Ovi breaking Wayne Gretzky's record Friday night. He scores two at home to tie it. The energy was amazing throughout. And then in Long Island, where Cakes was, He breaks the record. He is the all-time leading goal scorer in NHL history. And if you were there, we'd love to hear from you. Both nights. I know Friday, like I said, we're doing the Altcast, but you could feel the energy and the excitement.
Oh, totally.
But we weren't in the arena. I heard from people who were there the final couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. They said that had he scored, it was loud, but the place truly would have exploded if he scored there in the last couple minutes of the game where he was firing pucks and had the one-on-one with the goalie.
And also, we did get to see the quick back and forth between Carberry and Ovi where he's like, there's an empty net. And Ovi's like, no, I'm definitely not going out to score the empty netter. And it makes all the sense in the world. You want that legacy shot to be the one where you're actually beating a goalie.
It was perfect.
Dumping it into an empty net.
I mean, I guess you could complain that it wasn't done at home, but I think it worked out. I think Caps fans are satisfied. You know, the home crowd got the tie, the game tying goal.
Got to see two goals that night.
Got to see two, yeah. And, you know, later in the show, of course, we're going to have the locker on. We're going to have Tariq Al-Bashir at 7. I was thinking about this the other day as I was watching Joe B's call. Do you want to play Joe B's call? How many of his goals has Joe B called?
Pretty much all of them.
Basically all of them.
He was there for the beginning.
Yep.
Locker and Joe B were there for the first goal.
That's amazing.
And for 895.
I just tweeted a video. And you go to @JunksRadio, and the video has on the top the call of his first goal, and on the bottom, amazing, the call of the last goal.
Amazing.
Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice. Ovechkin fires. Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
They really let it breathe.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to go another 15 seconds.
You're the only chance building. I mean, it was insane.
That's the difference between the TV call and the radio call. Yeah.
Then I think Locker chimes in.
Yeah.
He does.
Talking about
everybody are up on their feet as they should be, cheering on Alex Ovechkin. The Islanders are leaving the bench to come and congratulate him. There is going to be a ceremony that's going to be unbelievable here. He has done something that no one thought would ever be broken. It was considered unattainable, unreachable. And the eighth wonder of the world has just done it. He has passed Wayne Gretzky. 7 minutes, 26 seconds into the second period. Alex Ovechkin, mobbed by his teammates. They shower affection upon him, and the great eight, arms raised, hands down, the best of the best goal scorers ever.
And he's such a great ambassador. And like after he did all that, and then he was congratulating the Islanders, he went and shook every coach on the bench's hand. And he wasn't able to reach, I think it was the equipment guy, but like the equipment guy was all the way at the end, but he still acknowledged him and, you know, like gave him a head nod. And then I saw JP Finley had a great video of him walking out of the bowels of the arena to go to the bus. And two guys just grabbed him for a picture. He took pictures, you know, in his suit, ready to head onto the bus. Like, he couldn't have handled it with more class and humility.
Yeah.
Because Gretzky's there the whole time. He obviously showed deference to Wayne Gretzky, bowing to him when he tied at Capital One. Gretzky, you know, also, you know, like nothing but class throughout the whole thing, supporting the goal chase.
Gretzky talked about that.
His record was going to fall.
Gretzky talked about that, too. He said, you know, when I was playing, they said that Gordie Howe's record would never be broken.
Right.
And then he smashed it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that Ovi, they always said there's no chance Gretzky's record will ever be broken,
sure,
and Ovi beats it. You know, let's just say he scores a couple more this year, and then he plays next year and scores another 30. That record will not be touched.
It's classy all the way around.
There's no way anybody is getting to 900.
Like, Gretzky's wife presented Ovi's wife with a gift because she was given a gift when Gretzky broke Gordie Howe's record by his family.
I was wondering what she was doing with that little Cartier bag.
Just a nice acknowledgement, a tradition.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Cakes was there on Sunday. We did the alt cast on Friday. Felt the energy. Want to hear from you. Give us your experiences.
Now, I did run hot because I picked the game correct, but the $40 I dumped into the 50-50 raffle, I did not run pure enough to pocket another $25,000. But
cost of doing business.
Again, a very small nit to pick on what was a great day.
Hmm. All right, let's go to Nathan. Calling from, I believe, L.A. Went from L.A. to the game?
Oh, hey, Nathan. Good.
Hey, yeah, I'm still in New York. I'm actually waiting to catch my flight back. But, yeah, I actually flew from L.A. just to see the game.
Wow.
And
When did you decide to?
Yeah, when did you buy your tickets?
So when Ovi tied the record in Chicago, or when he was playing Chicago, my wife was like, you got to look at tickets. And so I looked, and they were actually going up. But I bought it before the Chicago game was over, which was rolling the dice. Because, man, if he scored a hat trick, then I would have paid a lot of money.
You and Cakes.
Yeah,
you and Cakes.
How much did you end up paying for your tickets?
$450. But I will say, I think like an hour after that, it was like around $1,000.
Yeah.
It had come down after, but it had skyrocketed. So I actually bought it at a great time.
He got in good.
Are you from the D.C. area? When did you become a Caps fan or Ovi fan?
I was born in the D.C. area, but my family moved when I was just a baby. But I've been an all D.C. sports fan.
Nice.
That was just the way I was raised. Mm-hmm. So I've been following Ovi since I was in middle school. So last night was honestly extremely emotional. The arena was electric, and it felt like an out-of-body experience. Just being able to see that in person, especially living on the West Coast, I don't get to see him as often as I'd like. But it was amazing.
So did you go yourself, or did you buy it for your wife too? You just went by yourself?
No, because I actually have a baby at home. So, you know, Ovi is the goat at hockey. My wife is the goat at being a wife.
Right.
She is, like, super supportive, and she's like, this has been your dream. You've always wanted to see 895. Just go for it.
Wow.
So
very good.
I fly a lot for work, so I just use my points to cover the tickets.
Right.
And I didn't even know where I was going to stay. I just got on a plane, and then... reconnected with an
figured
old
man
who had a spare room in New York. Yeah, I just figured it on the fly.
Oh, you just couch surfed.
I'm going to board a flight here soon to go back home.
Very good.
Yeah. That's so great,
dude. That's
awesome,
man.
I'm so glad it worked out for you. What would you have done if he had been held scoreless?
I have no idea because I have work in Idaho this week. So I was like, do I stay in New York and fly to Idaho and back to D.C.? But I don't know if that's really, really thoughtful to my wife.
Right.
So... I was just going to figure it out.
Thoughtful to you.
You got to do what you got to do, buddy.
I was actually just considering flying back to L.A., flying to Idaho, then from Idaho going to D.C.
Right.
But
right.
I was just going to cross that bridge once it got there. I was just – so I was very relieved, too,
when
he scored.
Butt size when Ovi scored on Sunday.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Hey, safe trip back, Nathan. Thanks for calling,
awesome,
buddy.
Love the show.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Safe travels.
Yeah, thank you, man.
That's very cool.
Safe trip back. Let's go to Brad. Brad, what's up, man? Did you go to the game?
Hey, good morning, boys. Yeah, sitting in traffic now, just enjoying every moment of this. Yeah, we decided last minute Saturday night to pull the trigger, buy tickets. We went up, stayed right in Westbury, and then, we're at the game yesterday. I was looking for Cakes, couldn't find them, but, yeah, we were in section 106, row 16. It was epic.
How much you pulled down for your tickets?
So I made a sweet deal with my boy. I was like, yeah, dude, I'll grab the room if you grab the tickets. And, so he paid like $850 a piece, for the tickets.
Wow.
Yeah. And, so I made the better end of the deal on that.
Like, off
negotiating.
Yeah. Your friends.
Yeah, how much did you pay for your renting room?
But please say it was like a Motel 6.
No. We stayed in a nice courtyard. So, you know, it was like $350 or $400, you know? So yeah, I made out for sure.
Wow.
So I paid the Uber and bought him some beers, but yeah, it was epic. I still don't have a voice now. I mean, I think the last caller said out of body. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. He scored in the office. We were 16 rows from it was amazing. I can't even talk about it now.
I was 118, so 106 probably right is there. right close to the spot where he scored from. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
No tears? Any tears?
Great. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to hold them back now, boys. I called before, like, when the Skins changed their names, and JP called me Sad Brad because I was crying about the Skins changing the name.
Okay.
So, we were crying. Yeah, I mean, it was electric, man. It was great. The Islanders fans were great. The arena was great. And, yeah, it was
awesome.
I can't believe I was there to watch it.
Very cool. All right, thank you, Brad. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, boys.
All right, safe
trip
home.
What did you pay for your tickets again, Kicks?
It was like $135 a piece with some fees. So it was like $550 for three.
And you could have easily sold them for $2,000 a piece, you think?
At least $1,000 a piece.
I would say at least $1,000.
I would have strongly considered it.
I told him.
I didn't even think about it.
I texted him. I said, I would
sell it.
Well, we know you would.
Yeah.
But Cakes is the biggest Ovi fan in the world. But yeah, I definitely would have sold him.
All right, 800-636-1067. You want to chime in throughout the show? I know we have Tariq El-Bashir is going to come up next. And, of course, we have The Locker, who is in on the call at 9. Don't go anywhere.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.